Who's speaking?
Yes. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, I can. There's still a lot of background noise, but I can hear you.
Perfect. That sounds great.
So I have you on.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. So what I was looking for is I want to know where my book was marketed, right? Because I paid for a marketing campaign. I'm looking for the SEO results of the ads that were run, right? Did people click, you know, based upon the ads that got posted on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter? So I'm looking for those statistics. And I want to know what markets, because, yeah. So I'm looking for a report on the ads that you guys ran. I'm looking for the statistical data, clicks, that type of stuff.
Got it. So, Bruce, basically, as you must be aware of the fact, I'm just a project manager over here, and all of these things are taken care of by the marketing team. So the point of this call at the moment was to just engage with you and get to know all of the questions that you may have regarding your SEO and your marketing so that I can note down all of the questions and go to the marketing team and ask them about the statistics of the postings that they do on a regular basis for your account. Okay?
And I have one other, I don't want to call it a complaint, but there's this, whoever's been posting lately,
mm-hmm.
Like they'll post, they failed, because I keep a running log of every ad you guys do. I look at Facebook, I look at Instagram, and so there's ads that you posted on Instagram and
mm-hmm.
on Twitter that you didn't post on Facebook, and that happened on the 31st of January. If you got a pen, 131 did not post. The 131 ad that you
mm-hmm.
guys posted on the Save the Children ad that you had on Instagram and Twitter did not get posted on Facebook, nor did the Awaken to New Truth ad that was posted on 2/3/23. You posted it on Instagram, you posted it on Twitter, but you did not post it on Facebook, right?
Okay.
So It's not the first time that you guys have kind of mucked up that way where you're inconsistent, but I'm just pointing out I look at everything, right? Because I'm an analyst, and so at the end of the day, where I'm asking from a marketing perspective, I've spent money in good faith with you guys. You guys said, hey, we can market it over here. We'll do a great job for you, and I'm not seeing that reflective in sales. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I understand.
My physical sales and the money I've spent, I'm saying, you guys do a great job creating ads, but are they really, I'm not seeing it in the sales.
I completely understand.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. I want to know what we did, what type of response rate you got. I'm looking for the statistical data. From the campaigns, I'm looking for the reports, the SEO reports. Who, you know, how many times the ad get clicked, liked? I know there was some activity on liking, but none of that truly correlated to hitting that website. Which at the end of the day, it's a nice ad. It's creating awareness, but if it's not resulting in a sale, then I'm questioning whether or not approach is valid. And the other thing I complained about to your predecessor was, why are we posting in Vietnam or other third world countries that can't afford the book? They may like it. They may comment on it. Sometimes they even laugh. I don't know if it's just like the book cover is funny to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of who's seeing this ad in a third world country. And again, wasting advertising dollars on markets that, it'd be different if we were marketing in Europe or marketing here, but you guys chose to waste that, the ad budget that was created in these other markets. I'm telling you, from my end of it, for the money spent, the ROI, the return on investment to me, do I look for a new team? You know what I mean? Because insanity, You sell the sizzle, right? You walk into a restaurant, you're selling success, but the steak, right? Which you know, when you walk in that restaurant, you're looking for a good steak dinner. You're looking for them to deliver to your table a meal worth eating, and the meal worth eating is results in sales for me, right? So.
Mm-hmm.
Without being specific, I need to know what we did, where we did it, and why we did it there, right? Because I'm just looking at if I just needed a job creating pretty ads, you guys do a great job. But I'm looking for a marketing plan that can actually promote a product that results in sales. That's a different thing.
Mm-hmm. I completely do understand your concerns, Bruce, and do not worry. Your concerns are completely justified. Obviously, you have paid for the services, and you expect to get something out of it. So do not worry. I have noted down all of the questions.
I expected to generate a revenue from sales.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Right?
You're correct, and that's what the whole point of marketing is. To, you know, definitely to increase awareness among the people. And as you said, why is it posted in different countries? The only reason is it's posted in different countries is so that different countries and different people with different, you know, reading genres could go through your book.
I'm telling you that the people where you posted it, these people cannot afford the book. If you actually converted that book to the currency or their wages,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? I work in finance, and I work in an asset. So the Singapore dollars are looking at, and so, but if I'm marketing, what I don't do is I don't market to the Philippines because most people there can't really afford that book price, you know, that conversion rate. You know what I mean? $30 over there, 30 U.S. dollars on a book or whatever it is, plus
mm-hmm.
shipping and handling, right? Is like, depending on the country, that it's a lot of money. You know, $30 in the Philippines goes like I want to say 80 cents on the dollar, right? You know, on a conversion, so it's higher. It's more expensive for them, right? So, some other third-world countries. So the issues with where the book was marketed is just like he didn't care about sales. At the end of the day, it did not result in sales. I can't say that enough. And, these ads are pretty, but I need a firm that can market my product. You understand?
Yeah.
There's a difference between making a nice ad and creating awareness and a firm that knows, you know, who to market to
mm-hmm.
and where to market the product. And it just looks... It looked very shoddy to me. I expected a lot more sales for the $4,500 that I laid out over a 6-month period.
Sorry?
Right? And, you know, it would have been worth it if it generated a substantial effort. It's not there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've got a audiobook coming and I've got other things going on. I need a firm that can market the thing. And where you're good at ads, you're part of my expression, I'm going to use an expletive, you're shit at marketing. Right? There's nothing done resulted in substantial sales to justify the marketing of that book for the expense. And if IRS, right, because I'm a U.S. citizen, and at the end
mm-hmm.
of the day, this airport gets in the bus and the business is going to be. IRS, I don't want IRS saying, hey, Bruce, it's a hobby, not a business. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I'm basically looking at what I'm asking. I'm going, where's the beef? Where's the steak? Right? You sold me the system, and it didn't feel good coming in, but at the end of the day, you didn't. You know, I prepaid for the meal, and the meal was never delivered.
And
to the IRS.
Yeah.
To the IRS, the difference between. Yeah. I want to make sure that you hear me, right?
Yes.
The IRS,
sir.
The difference between.
Mm-hmm.
You can't light off on your taxes.
I'm so sorry for interrupting, Bruce, but your voice is breaking apart.
I think it's all your background noise there.
I'm so sorry about that. Do you hear me now?
I hear you fine. It's amazing if you can't hear me because I'm right in the phone. I'm screaming. I'm talking directly into the phone. And all I hear is your background noise on your end.
Yeah, I really apologize about that. I have been muting myself. Your voice was just breaking apart, but now I can hear you fine.
So coming back to point, in order to have a business, and this is a small business for me, right? You know, I need to produce revenue. And what I'm saying is that IRS, I don't want to be ruled as a hobby, right? As a hobby, I can't deduct advertising. And so, the money for a season or two, IRS will expect a pickup. But, you guys need to step up. How did you market the book? And if there is a future business relationship, what are you going to do to be successful? Because right now, you guys have failed. You make beautiful ads, but from a sales perspective, from actually creating a campaign that generates sales, you're not there. You're selling the sizzle, and you don't know how to market the book. At the end of the day, right, it's just like, hey, we created awareness. I'm not looking for awareness. I'm looking for clicks. That result in sales, and the sales were not what I expected them to be. Not from somebody that's supposed to be in the publishing industry and an industry alleged expert that Noam is. Again, you guys did a fantastic job on ads, but it's the marketing of those that I paid for, where they're marketed, and the lackluster sales numbers. I was just shocked. I expected, it comes back to advertising and where that advertising dollar was spent and, the revenue, statistically that it should be generated. Nothing's guaranteed, but I don't need a $4,000 hobby.
Yeah.
I could go to Europe for that. And I am this year.
Yeah.
Make no mistake, I'm going to Europe. But
that's amazing.
I need a business. Yeah, I need a business that's going to generate revenue for me. And right now you guys are, what would you do differently? And just like, I don't want to spend another dime frivolously on somebody that can't deliver on the product. Either you don't understand the product or you know how to market the product effectively or the market is soft due for other reasons. I need a firm that can represent the book, rep it, and result in sales.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was sold up front, and that is not what I got on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. So I'd like to get the SEO marketing reports,
mm-hmm.
and that be able to produce based upon the ads, who clicked on the ad, right? Am I incorrect in that?
Yeah.
That was a question. You're telling me no, yes?
Yes, I do know the questions, and I will definitely get back to you with the full marketing reports. And I will, as you said, that you want to know who clicked on the ads, who is exploring the ads, and all of that stuff. I will get in touch with the marketing team and give me about a day or two, and I will get this confirmed by them, and I will give you a call, and then we can discuss all of these points. How about that?
That sounds good, because at this point, it's like, yeah, as much as I, good money after bad, right? I don't need a hobby. I need a business partner that knows how to market my product.
Sure. Well, I understand, and I completely agree with you that obviously when you're paying too much to get your book market, so that you do expect a lot out of it as well. Again, marketing is something that is a necessary pillar of, publishing your book or maybe creating awareness, but sometimes it is a slow process. But do not worry, I will get in touch with the team and come back with much more detail that you were expecting from me as well, and then we can discuss those and move further. How about that?
And whoever's doing the posting, make sure they make the noise on your end. Whoever's doing the posting, make sure that they post on all three platforms, right? Because they're posting on two out of the three on the 31st of January and on the 3rd of February. And they did it a few other times earlier on in the campaign, but I've not seen that stuff in probably three, 4 months.
Yeah, I will definitely, Bruce, highlight this, that it wasn't posted on one of the platforms, and I will take this into consideration and speak to the team, and I will get this sorted for you as soon as possible.
I've got a count overall of the platform, Instagram, Twitter, 100 posts, Facebook, 106 to date. Because I'm about numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Finances, jobs, transactions. Finances,
yes.
This guy's business is a tax god, or it's a business. He's writing off his hobby, and they're going to say no.
Exactly. Yeah. I completely understand, Bruce. I've noted down all of the points, and I will be going to the team as soon as we get done with this call. And again, I will get back to you in a day or two with the whole information. Okay?
Sounds good. I'm looking forward to the statistical data,
how
and where the product is fitted, and the clicks, the push throughs on different campaigns that occurred.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Sounds great. So, okay. Is there anything else, Bruce, that I'm missing out?
Yeah, at the end of the day, just like, you know, I'm just trying to do a forensic, and you know, like I said, I've got an audio book coming out here in, let's say, 3 months, and so, you know, I want to make sure I give that a proper market, but if they can't market the book, you know, I need to find a firm they can be successful in marketing and promoting.
Yeah.
And you guys are great at creating and content, but when it comes to, you know, yeah. I hate to be redundant, but it's just like, you know, IRS is not going to be kind, and neither can I, because the difference between a hobby and a business is a business needs to generate a profit,
mm-hmm.
and you guys did generate a profit based upon the expense.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
I look forward to your follow-up. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Sure. No problem. Take care. Bye-bye.